Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to try to help with the nation's infant formula shortage. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, members of Congress from both parties have been calling on him to take action.
By invoking the Defense Production Act, President Biden is requiring suppliers to direct needed ingredients to infant formula manufacturers before filling any other orders. The hope is that this will increase production and help with supply chain congestion. The federal government is also launching something called Operation Fly Formula. The Department of Defense will contract with commercial air cargo lines to bring formula into the U.S. from other countries, breaking through a few layers of red tape. Earlier this week, the FDA gave its safety sign-off to certain infant formulas from overseas that are produced to U.S. standards. All of this is aimed at getting formula back onto depleted store shelves so parents can stop frantically searching for it. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
New York State's Attorney General is investigating streaming platform Twitch and messaging sites 4chan and Discord in connection with the Buffalo mass shooting. As NPR's Bobby Allen explains, investigators are examining what role social media played in the violence that left 10 people dead.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says the fact that a person can post online detailed plans to commit and live stream a mass shooting without consequences is, quote, bone-chilling and unfathomable. The Buffalo shooting suspect posted for months about his plans on the messaging site Discord. He also indicates in a lengthy screed that he was radicalized while reading racist forums in the anonymous chat site 4chan. In the document, he wrote the prospect of streaming the violence live on Twitch in part motivated the shooting. New York Governor Kathy Hochul wrote in a letter to James that the Buffalo massacre raises questions about the role of social media companies in the promotion of violence, and that those questions need to be answered. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital has reopened 3 months after the U.S. had to lower its flag and evacuate staff, the State Department calling it a momentous step. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has taken steps to boost security for diplomats now returning to Kyiv. In his statement marking the official reopening of the embassy, he praises the Ukrainian people who have, quote, defended their homeland in the face of Russia's unconscionable invasion, and he vows continued support. U.S. diplomats had been working out of Poland and only recently started taking day trips back into the country, mostly into Western Ukraine. The embassy has been run by the chargé d'affaires, President Biden's nominee to serve as ambassador, Bridget Brink, still has to be confirmed by the Senate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A difficult day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 1,100 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's foreign policy adviser says he spoke by phone with U.S. and European officials today discussing Turkey's concerns about the bid by Sweden and Finland to become NATO members. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Turkish officials say the process will not move forward until Ankara's concerns are addressed.
In a statement, Erdogan adviser Ibrahim Kalin says the call included senior officials from Germany, the U.K., Sweden, and Finland, as well as U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The statement says Turkey conveyed its expectation that, quote, concrete steps will be taken to address Turkey's national security concerns. President Erdogan says Turkey can't be expected to approve NATO membership for countries that he says haven't taken a clear stand against terrorism. He was referring to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, designated as a terror group by Turkey, the U.S., and EU. Turkey says it will support Sweden and Finland's accession once its concerns are dealt with. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Fire crews in northeastern New Mexico say they've been able to dramatically slow the growth of a massive wildfire there, though they anticipate another round of so-called red flag weather warnings. Forecasters saying that hot and dry conditions are prompting warnings from southern Nevada through parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado beginning later this week. Evacuation orders have been in place for residents near a handful of large fires in New Mexico, Colorado, and Texas. Crude oil futures prices followed stocks lower today, oil ending the session down 2.5% to settle below $110 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.